Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Welcome back to the second hour for this beautiful Sunday morning, the week before Mother's Day. Thank you for joining us. And if I can help you with a plant question, give us a call. I have some people who have been waiting very patiently, and I'll give the number after we finish with them, just so I don't get people having to wait too long. Number to my magazine office, if you are trying to reach it between now and noon for a Mother's Day purchase of my new book, is 800-752-GROW, G-R-O-W, 800-752-4769. And right now we go to Tucker Reed, who is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Tucker likes to talk about plants that are just a little bit off the beaten path that he feels need better exposure, and he has another one today. I love this. How many years do you think you can do this, Tucker? Another 120?
Probably. That's right. I have to start repeating every once in a while, but there's always new varieties. So the repeat would never be an absolute repeat. It would be just a new variety.
This is why I like his reports so much. They're very, very good. And Dutzia is going to be the plant you talk about today. Tell us a little bit about it.
And, you know, Dutzia is a huge, if you went and did a Google search of Dutzia, you'd see that there are a massive number of species. Really what we're going to talk about is three varieties that we have at the Arboretum that have all done very, very well for us in the last several years. And we've had some funky years lately. You know, it's one of the hottest years, some of the coldest winters, some winters that aren't cold at all. So they're all deciduous shrubs. They're not picky about soils. They're just needing average water. One other common thing is they all have white flowers. They're all shaped like little white bells, and they're all fragrant. Here's the big difference. One, the first one's a spring sensation. It's the largest of the three. It's going to get 5 foot tall, 5 foot wide. It's going to be the last to bloom. It's actually blooming right now. That's what caught my eye this week. And I was like, man, I love that. I got to talk about that. The first one to bloom is Nikko. It's the smallest one. And we actually use it like you would use Liriope or anything else at the edge of the bed, just this low little thing. During the year, it's just a nice little green rounded shrub. But in the spring, when it blooms, it covers itself in all these little bitty white flowers. The one that I'm actually probably the highest on right now is one that is out. I think it's Proven Winters carries it. Monrovia carries it. It's called Chardonnay Pearls. I love this little plant. All the buds look like little white pearls sitting on it. It's the medium size. It's 3 foot tall, 3 foot wide. But when its flowers are done and everything, just like most other shrubs, a lot of these shrubs just go to be in a green little mound of whatever size. This one doesn't. This one's covered in screaming yellow foliage, which just pops in that part shade, part sun garden.
All right, so part shade, part sun. And tell me how you, when you have a low-growing deciduous shrub that you're using as you might use Liriope, which would indicate to some people a border, how do you handle a deciduous shrub as a border, Tucker, when you have maybe 4 or 5 months when it's bare? What do you do around it?
I don't do anything around it, but I certainly, you know, in the Arboretum, where these are located, we don't have to do anything. But if they were ever put into a place where we needed color, we would probably just go right around them with the color. Putting pansies in a small annual wouldn't hurt at all.
Yeah, low growing, so it doesn't get up into the plant.
Mm-hmm. Right now, these plants, like the Nikko, it's in Women's Garden and Red Maple Rill. Neither garden is heavy on its color, but they are along paths in both those gardens. And we just mulch it. Give it a nice fresh mulch in the winter after when the leaves are falling, so it looks nice and clean. But it's just a little mound of deciduous stems. It's not offensive. It's not going to, gain any attention because it's just kind of sitting there. It's not screaming out at you, look at me, I'm dead.
Yeah, and that's one of the joys of the deciduous plants. They have seasonality. This is a plant that is more common in the north and ought to be used more in the south. And you're talking about the kind of conditions that you might give what other plant that's very common that people would know. Are you talking about?
We have it mixed in with some of our loving things. We also have some of these mixed in right with our sun stuff. Chardonnay Pearls is in there with barberries and azaleas and boxwoods.
Point made. This is great. You have the enthusiasm for the plants you talk about. That is the best part of your reports. They're wonderfully informative, but that enthusiasm is just fabulous. What about the education department?
Education department is still cranking along. There's plenty of classes to go look up. There were so many that I couldn't list them all. I would just tell you to go to DallasArboretum.org, and you can check on the adult education spot, and it'll give you all the list of all the classes that are available.
All right. On the website, they will have some special things going on, I'm sure, for Mother's Day. You didn't note them in the notes here, so we're not going to try to go through them now, but that would be on the website as well. There's just a lot on that website, DallasArboretum.org. How do they find you?
You find it at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road, and you'll find us on the left. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and head south and follow the green signs.
All right, that part's easy. And then online, DallasArboretum.org, on the telephone for the 24-hour information number.
214-515-6500.
And Tucker, tell us, if you will, please, the hours that you're open and then the hours that you're open for members, if that might be different.
We're open from 9 to 5 every day. And right now we're still, I didn't actually see it on the website, but I'm still seeing members who I know are coming in around 7:30 in the morning. So I think we're still allowing
early
members
open
coming
for
in
members,
earlier.
Yeah, memberships, folks. If you sign up as a member of the Dallas Arboretum and pay that modest fee, then you can come the rest of the year, depending on whether it's individual or family membership. You can come at no additional charge, and there are some perks, and that's one of them. So, all right, this is Tucker Reed. He is the horticulture manager of 66 acres of gardens. How would you like that position? I don't think I see many hands showing. Tucker, you got the job. Nobody's competing. I appreciate you, my friend. I love your reports. Take care. All right. That's Tucker Reed from Dallas Arboretum, sponsored today by Advanced Foundation Repair. We go from unpredictable winter to a less predictable summer. We don't know if we're going to have any rain. We don't know if we're going to have heat. Well, we do. That part's predictable. It's going to be really hot. And what's going to happen is foundations will begin to show problems that you probably know you already have. And so that's why this is the time. This is your time to call Advanced Foundation Repair. When the soil begins to dry out, the foundation cracks begin to get larger. You've seen it happen in parking lots and in sidewalks and streets, where when it gets dry, those cracks get big enough to break your ankle. Well, put it in a vertical form and the foundation, actually horizontal as well. And when that foundation starts to show major problems, you may have waited longer than you needed to. You might have excessive damage. Call Advanced Foundation Repair now. They will come and do a very thorough home inspection. It's absolutely free. It takes an hour to an hour and a half. And there are no obligations. If you if I find a foundation problem and tell you what it would cost, you're under no obligation to take that offer. If you get other bids, chances are very good that the other bids will come in much higher. It's just amazing to me how affordable, how dependable, and how honest the folks at Advanced Foundation Repair are. I have 20 years advertising for them. The home inspection's free. The guarantee of their work is good for the lifetime of the building, transferable owner to owner. It can't get any better. Call the best, Advanced. That's foundationrepairs.com. Plural, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003. Call for that home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, indeed. And if you're calling my office, it actually will be open until noon today. We anticipated there might be a great deal of activity for Mother's Day. And so the staff of two are working extra long this morning and probably extra hard. You'll get Sperry family member. You'll get Sam, our grandson, Sam is 16 now, and some of you remember when he had a little bitty voice on the radio with me. And then our daughter Erin is working at the phone lines too, Sam's mom. So that's our team. Let's go to Gloria in Midlothian. These next two people have waited longer just about than anybody has ever waited on my program, and I'm very grateful, Gloria. I'll try to make it worth your while. Pressure's on Neil now. How can I help you?
Yeah, I have about an acre and a half behind my house. It used to be wildflowers everywhere. And the last 2-3 years, it's dwindling down to almost nothing. So what can I do since it's you know, so much. How do I get the wildflowers back?
Well, first of all, you would want to remember what you had, the types that you had. There is a wonderful seed source in Texas called Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg. John Thomas is the owner, and he may advertise, I believe, in my magazine and the display ads in the back. But it's not a huge financial thing I have. It's just that he is so exceptionally fabulous on what he does is why I bring him up. Wild Seed Farms sells seed that is the best of varieties. And then in the case of bluebonnets, they sell the acid scarified seed that you would need to get the bluebonnets established. I want to ask you some questions about the maintenance you've been giving this area. How early do you mow this area?
I usually mow it once a year, just around 4th of July weekend, because we've found fireworks in our field.
Understand.
So
right, and by then you have
before.
To, but by then all of the seeds from the spring flowers should have matured and fallen back. So I was afraid that might be it.
Otherwise, I'd do nothing.
Okay, and that's fine. As long as you don't have tall weeds that are a problem, I understand. The wildflowers should do all right for you. We've had some we have not had a barn buster wildflower here anywhere in Texas the last two or three years because of the drought. Mm. So that may be a good part of it. They need to be planted in the fall. The spring wildflowers are planted in September.
Okay.
And the easiest ones, you're going to have a hard time getting Indian paintbrush established. If you have some that are there, then
no, that's what I was looking for. And
well, no, they're very, very difficult. There is a mycorrhizal growth in their root system that they have to have, and it's really hard to bring that into an area.
Okay.
You can do a little research on them. I know that as my dad retired from Texas A&M, he was contacted by the LBJ Ranch, and one of my dad's best friends, Dr. Wayne McCulley, actually was the one who worked with the family to get Indian paintbrush going at the LBJ Ranch in the Hill Country. Mm. And it can be done, but there are some tricks to it because of the mycorrhizae that have to be in the soil. But with bluebonnets, with Indian blanket, Gallardia, Coreopsis, the things that are Mexican hat, those are fairly easily established, and September is the time to do it. Look up wildseedfarms.com, and they will have instructions and a lot of great information on how to get this underway.
Okay, so they'll tell me how to actually plant, to keep
crop by crop, they can do
to
that.
Keep the birds from eating the seeds and stuff like that.
Well, okay, I don't know that that's going to be as easy to do as some of the other things. What you might want to do is to scuff the soil with a rototiller, not tilling it, not cutting in, but scuff it, or get an aerator. And run it over the ground, and then sow the seed right away and water right away, or do it right ahead of a rain to get it washed down into the holes that you make with the aerator. That will get it out of the birds' way, but you're going to have birds out there.
Yeah.
Nature would provide birds as well, and they're a form of dissemination of the seed, too. So.
Okay, one other question. Now, I have a neighbor who's going to be starting raising bees. Will that help?
It can't hurt. It would help with bluebonnets. It helps with anything that has pollen that's transferred by bees. A lot of the native flowers would have that. Some of them would be transferred by the wind, but most of the ones we mentioned would be by bees. Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll get this.
You can do it. Send us photos next year. All right.
Okay, sounds great.
Atta girl. Thanks for being so patient also.
Okay,
I appreciate
thank you for your help.
You bet. All right, I'm going to take Dennis in Waco. This is going to put me hopelessly behind, but he's waited so long I cannot make him wait through another break. Dennis, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Well, I enjoy your book, first of all.
Thank you.
I'm looking here at a Tamil pan persimmon.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't state whether it's a seed or seedless.
I wish you had mentioned enough of that Robert could have put that on my call sheet. I can't remember, but I'll tell you what, in the next break I can find out for you. You have my new book?
Yes, sir.
All right, and it does not mention whether it is self-fruitful? It does not?
No, it doesn't.
All right. It may be that I couldn't find that information either. I have a Womack nursery catalog that I have. I carry about two things with me when I do my program. Let me look at it quickly during this break, and I will see what I can find for you. It is always a good idea to have it is always a good idea to have a second variety.
Well, I got our Eureka, and that's why I was wanting to know, because I didn't want it to become seed type.
Oh, that's not going to impact that. I don't think that's going to be any problem at all. I don't think that'll be a problem for you. Let me do just a little research, and if you want to stay on hold, I guess you can. I just hate to do that to you, and I've only got 30-second segments in here to do that research. I wish I had known during the newscast. I'd have had more time to do that that checking online. Let me see what I can find. I'll do the best I can, Dennis, and I'll have it on before the – I'll tell you where I will have some time. Will be during the news at the bottom of the hour. I'll have you an answer before 10.
Okay, Neil.
All right. Thanks for the call very much. All right. Wow. Let me write down Tam O'Pan. Yeah, that's where really specific information does help. All right, we're going to take a break. I'll try to get myself caught back up again. I'll do a short version of my book ad. Folks, if you would like my book, my brand new book that just was published 2 weeks ago called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, we'd love to get it in your hands, and we can have it to you as a Mother's Day gift if that is what you want. When you call my office between now and noon and say, I need this as a Mother's Day gift, we can get it there in time for you. But you need to say that to Sam or to Aaron when you call the office, and be happy to do that for you. They will go into the mail system tomorrow, priority mail, and that will help you a great deal. Now, this new book combines the best of my boot books, the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening book. This is not a revised version of that in any way. That was published by another publishing house. I have the copyright to it, but I wanted to make this book so drastically different that there would never be any copyright issues. I have the copyright, but I just didn't want to have that to worry about. I hardly opened my boot book while I was typing this book for 9 months. 9 months of 7-day-a-week, 14-hour day. I loved it. 840 of my photos I looked forward to every morning. This book is the book I've always wanted to have for you. Trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, grass, fruit, and vegetables, basics of Texas gardening, and 48 pages, 4 pages per month of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants, all of that in one book at only $32.95. Now, by self-publishing, I'm not putting it in stores. I am also not putting it on Amazon. It is available from my magazine office, and I'll give you that phone number in a moment. It's available at my website. If you order at the website, you need to, and you want it for Mother's Day, you need to say that when you order it on the website. Send by Mother's Day, please, for Mother's Day. There's a comment place, and that's where you put that. All right. Now, the price is $32.95 on sale for $28.95 and $7 shipping and handling. Or, if you'd like to save a huge amount on my magazine subscription, get it with the book at the same time, a $56.90 value for only $42.95. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed on all of this. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before noon today. Noon. We're leaving the office open an extra hour. Call before noon. 1-800-752-4769 or order from neilsperry.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Let's tell you about Whiz-Q Stone right now. Whiz-Q Stone, since 1983, experts have been leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into realities. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone. They have flagstone. They have decorative cobblestone. They have boulders. You want a big boulder to use as a decorative accent in your landscape, or river rock to use as an alternative to ground cover in part of your landscape. You know, I have a lot of river rock in our landscape mixed with mondo grass, monkey grass, a beautiful textural difference. It works out really well. They have gravels, they have pavestone, interlocking pavers, and they have a showroom where they have free how-to classes. Next Saturday, May 10, hey, listen to this, how to build a paver patio. There you are, right there on those pavestone pavers. How to build a paver patio. They'll show you how at 10 o'clock next Saturday. Saturday, May 17, how to build an outdoor kitchen. They're going to have you all fixed up. All classes start at 10 in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at Whiz-Q Stone. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, their website is whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. Or call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. It's Whiz-Q Stone in Fort Worth.
Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening here with the Water Smart Tip of the Day. Use a watering can when watering just a few patio plants. You'll be amazed at the savings. Get more tips at texaswatersmart.com or wateriq.org. Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening with a Water Smart Tip of the Day. Mow your lawn regularly. Dense turf resists weeds and conserves moisture. Get more tips at texaswatersmart.com or wateriq.org.
This week at Callaway's Nursery, it's all about native plants. You'll find a huge selection, more than 50 varieties of Texas native plants only at Callaway's. Native plants add beautiful color to your landscape. They're easy to grow. They're low maintenance. If you plant them now, you get a burst of bright color into the summer season. Choose from the most popular varieties like Esperanza, native grasses, colorful lantanas, mountain laurels, Texas sage, red yucca, and many, many more. Each plant was selected for its ability to thrive in your North Texas garden. You can rely on Callaway's Nursery to bring you the very best flowers, trees, shrubs, and native plants of all kinds. It's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So hurry in this week for beautiful Texas-style native plants for all your lawn and garden needs. They have 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. You know right where they are. There's one near you, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Go to Callaways.com to find a Callaways store near you. Nice people, certified professional nursery people working in each of the stores. Callaways Nursery, life lived beautifully. Callaways.com. All right, and we now have, let's see, where was my, this is from Texas A&M Bexar County, Fuyu, medium-sized, non-astringent, self-fruitful persimmon. Fuyu pollinates all other varieties. Tamalpan is a moderately productive, very large, orange, flat-shaped persimmon, distinctive ring constriction. That's the one that's so easily recognized, and I just don't think it's going to be a problem. Thought there was one other thing that I saw. I'll keep looking when I have a little more time. 30 seconds is not very long. Jeff in Rockwall, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I appreciate your call, and thank you for being patient with me. How may I help you?
Well, I think it may be a quick question, but I have a large silver maple tree that on the house that I bought here in Rockwall, and it's got the notorious roots that come out of the ground that hit the mower as I go around.
Mm-hmm.
My initial thought was to get rid of the tree completely and put something else in its place. But then I was wondering, is it possible to add soil over the roots and new sod without killing the tree and at least put the root issue off for a while?
That's exactly what it would do. It would put it off for a year or two, and then the grass would be scalped because the roots would be up and you'd be scalping through the new root growth. Roots are near the soil surface of any tree. You get a big live oak that's 300 years old down on the Mississippi Delta, and its surface roots may be 3 feet in diameter and 2 feet will be above ground. They're just
wow.
Giant buttressing roots. They're a part of the symmetry and the majesty of those big old trees. Cottonwoods are especially notorious for having surface roots, and so are silver maples. All trees can do it, but those are three that are just renowned for it. You don't want to put soil there because the tree root will just get bigger, or roots will just get larger, and then you put some more soil, and then they'll get larger, and you put some more soil, etc. There are two or three things you can do. One is learn to live with them, and just hand trim around them, and they're just a part of the tree. If you want to remove one or two of them a year, the most offensive ones, you can do that. October is the time to do it, not now going into the summer. You could, if it's really bad, and especially if the grass is thinning because of the shade, you can get a ground cover that would conceal them, a trailing ground cover, or a tall enough ground cover that they really wouldn't show through that. So that's another possibility. You'd have to do a lot of that planting by hand because you'd be planting in between the roots. But there are ways to deal with them. Adding soil is never a good solution. You just end up with this mound that archaeologists a million years from now will say, I wonder what that was, a mound out there. It looks like some kind of man-made mound. It must have been some kind of religious ritual or something.
That's right.
So, Jeff, okay. I would do it that way. I want you to go back on hold. Robert has a message for you if he hasn't spoken to you before you got on the air with me just now. So, if you
okay.
and Robert knows what that message is, same one that we had. So, okay, thank you so much, Jeff. Ricardo in Waxahachie, how are you? How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's so good to hear you.
It's good to hear you. I looked at my clock, and I'm going to ask a favor of a longtime dear friend. May I put you back on hold? I didn't realize we're already
Absolutely.
At the news time.
Absolutely.
I need to get this newscast in, and I'm coming right back to you, friend. Thank you. He is
Thank
so
you.
Nice to me. Yeah, you betcha. Let's tell you right now about Dixon Brothers. It's fun to splash and swim in a pool. Not so much fun to have to clean that pool. Good thing that Polaris Days are at Dixon Brothers from Wednesday, May 7 to Saturday, May 10. On those four Polaris Days, that's this coming week, folks, on those 4 days, you can pick up a new Polaris pool cleaner at the season's lowest prices. Polaris has a cleaner for every pool, and good deals abound on Polaris Days. So mark the calendar, May 7 to May 10. And, Robert, we got an open line there somewhere. Check out the new F9550 robotic cleaner that even has a remote control. Got an old Polaris that needs a tune-up? Head to Dixon Brothers in Mesquite on Saturday, May 10. The Polaris factory reps will be at Dixon Brothers from 10 to 2. You can bring in your Polaris pool cleaner to be repaired while you wait. You'll pay for only the factory original parts, no charge for the expert labor. Folks, that is next Saturday, 6 days from now, and it will be from 10 until 2. Polaris factory reps will be at Dixon Brothers, and you pay only for the factory original parts, no charge for the expert labor in fixing up your Polaris equipment. Dixon Brothers uses only Polaris factory original parts to repair Polaris pool sweeps, keeping your Polaris working like new, effectively cleaning your pool so you don't have to do it. You can just swim. Imagine that. Lots of deals to be had at Dixon Brothers for Polaris Days, May 7 through May 10 on pool sweeps and more. The folks at Dixon Brothers are ready to help you have a happy pool. Dixon Brothers has aquatics knowledge and experience you can depend on. 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. That's Dixon Brothers at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Polaris Pool Days, May 7 through May 10. They're closed on Sundays. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
You've counted on us before. You can count on us now. The source for severe weather information. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
344 pages, more than 840 of my photographs. The book that I have always dreamed of doing, thanks to Carolyn Skye, our editor, and Cindy Smith, our graphic designer. The three of us, the team of three, have our book out and on the market now. It's available only through my magazine office, only from my website. And we have a special available to you until noon today. If you want the book for Mother's Day, you can order it by calling my magazine office. The book is $32.95 on special for $28.95 plus $7 postage. And we can get it to you. It'll mail tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have it to you by Mother's Day, by 2 to 3 day turnaround. Now, that's to call 1-800-752-GROW. It makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift, and just $28.95 plus the shipping and postage and tax, I guess, is what needs to be in there. If you'd like to get my magazine at the same time, that's a $56.90 value, the book and the magazine. You get it for $42.95. Your mom will be very, very happy, or your wife if you're looking for a good Mother's Day gift. But you must must call before noon, and you must say Mother's Day, please, and we'll take it from there. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or order anytime today at neilsperry.com, and write in that comment code Mother's Day, please. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom once again. Here's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It is now 9:35 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Synthetic marijuana keeping area hospitals busy. The story after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, sunny and windy today. We've got a red flag warning starting at noon, going till 8 this evening. Winds are going to be gusting out of the south-southwest up to 30 miles an hour, 90 for the high. Tonight, clear, breezy, and 60. Tomorrow, sunny, still unusually warm, 92 for the high. And then for Tuesday, partly sunny, slightly higher humidity, and 90 again. It is sunny, 72 degrees now at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Fort Worth police still working that accident eastbound Loop 820 at the Mark IV Parkway. In Dallas, we've got a wreck on South Buckner Boulevard at Bruton Road and an accident on Briarfield Road at Camp Wisdom Road. Also in Dallas, a wreck now on northbound Walton Walker Boulevard at Jefferson Lane and an accident on Military Parkway at Delafield Lane. Well, in just one day, authorities in Dallas say dozens of victims have been hospitalized after smoking a new over-the-counter synthetic drug that's supposed to mimic marijuana. It's called K2, and doctors say the drug's ingredients are a mystery, and they have sickened people in their teens to their mid-50s. Dr. James Detien of the Baylor Medical Center says the symptoms are wide-ranging.
Several of them came in with similar symptoms of psychosis, altered mental status, abnormal behaviors. It ranged anything from very sedated to very agitated.
Doctors also reporting similar K2 problems at hospitals in Austin. German chemical titan BASF SE evaluating plans to spend more than $1.4 billion to build a propylene plant somewhere along the Gulf Coast. Company says cheap natural gas in the region will give BASF a price advantage. And divers have now recovered 8 more bodies today from that sunken South Korean ferry. They are now 244 confirmed dead, 58 still missing. Meanwhile, the disaster has exposed enormous safety gaps in South Korea's monitoring of domestic passenger ships. Documents show the ferry routinely made trips overloaded with cargo. Again, the high today, 90. It is 73 degrees. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the Mature Manure, Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Let me tell you right now about a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, a leading company in horticulture across America and certainly in Texas. They are aware, you are aware, Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns have taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there, start repairing the damage with just 3 simple steps. Your lawn can be healthy and green in no time. Now, first, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with Water Smart technology. And then third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought-damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. Here's a very important message for lawns that don't require reseeding. Feed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. This is the primest of prime times to fertilize Bermuda and St. Augustine. I would get out there now with it, and Scott's Turf Builder lawn food is the one to use. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your projects at your local Lowe's stores. For more information, go to Scotts.com. Scotts.com. All right, and we're ready to go back to the phone lines now. And I do want to mention, Dennis, I was able to do the research that I needed to on Tamil Pan, and you're right. I think you need to stay away from it with the pollinating. It is self-pollinating. Of course, it is seedless. And I wanted to confirm, and yes, it is a problem when you have one of the cross-pollinating seeding varieties, they will bring, and I'd forgotten that. Fruit is not my specialty. Ornamentals are my specialty. And that particular chapter, you mentioned you have my new book, that one took me 2 to 3 weeks longer than any other chapter in the book, and that's why it is longer. I just put everything in there to make sure we had it all. But at the top of that, it does give that warning, and so you are on target. It would be better to separate those or take your chances. If they cross-pollinate and you have seeds, you have a much greater chance, as you already probably are aware, that the seedless persimmons tend to abort much more heavily than seeded types. You get a change of weather like we've had this week where it was cool for a while and then suddenly very warm, and suddenly your persimmons start to abort, and that's the problem. Let's go to Ricardo in Waxahachie again. Thank you for waiting, my friend. I'm sorry to do that to you. How are things going?
Going very well. Actually, I'm having a bunch of pleasant surprises, and it's the reason for my call, because a bunch of stuff is coming back that I was very skeptical that I was going to make it. Even a Satsuma orange, of all things, that I had to leave outside.
Oh, wow.
Coming back, not from the rootstock, but from the top, because you always have the rootstock come back. And the question is, since I have several, including some crepe myrtles and stuff like that that's coming back, do I fertilize them or leave them alone for a while, let them settle down? What would you do?
I think probably fertilize them now, Ricardo, because we are at the optimum growing conditions now. They may only get to be fed one time this spring, because if we have to go into any kind of water curtailment, and it's a generic answer here because we have a lot of different cities involved, but if we have to go in water curtailment, it's better not to be fertilizing when you really can't water to support the growth that you're trying to promote. So this is a good time to fertilize and get some vigor built up on those. We have had in all of North Texas some dieback on crepe myrtles. They are subtropical trees, and some of the varieties and I had a dynamite question posted on my Facebook page, and it obviously it had some freeze damage too. The typical symptoms are the top is sparse in leafing out again, very slow and doesn't look normal, and then you have this flush of growth coming up from the ground. And people all shriek when I say, well, you need to cut those old stems, the old trunks, clear back to the ground just an inch or two above the new shoots that are growing, and let these new shoots become the new trunks. Man, I've lost 5 years' growth. Well, but the difference is you have all the roots in place, and those plants will regrow and look great in a lot less time this time around. So it's not a horrific thing, not what you want, but it's certainly not the worst. So in those cases, again, you want to promote that growth. I would fertilize. I'd prune out anything that is really spindly and doesn't look like it has much vigor to it. How much of that addressed what you actually asked?
It answered everything.
Really?
Even questions I didn't have.
Yeah.
And by the way, can I hear something bizarre?
Yeah.
I've always wondered, because you advertised Black Cow, and I thought they should list the job. It's not hard to make the compost. It's teaching the cows how to do it in those little bags.
Oh, Ricardo, you are special. I appreciate your call. You are a dear friend.
And the book is absolutely fantastic. I cannot tell you enough times how
Thank
much
you.
I enjoyed it.
Well, that's why I didn't have
it
much time. You remember that?
It's what I read before I go to bed every time.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. You remember that auction you wanted me to go with you to, and I couldn't do it, and that was the reason.
Yeah.
You can see. Just grinding out the book. Well, you take care, my friend. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to John in Arlington. John, this is Neil. Good morning. How may I help you?
I've got a problem, Neil. I hope you can help me. I've got a mislabeled red Schumard oak that's I've determined from your book and some other online things. That's pin oak.
Ooh.
And our biological society came out and did air spading. We did some root bounding. I put ironite on it, thinking it was a soil problem. The pH, after I finally checked the pH, it's 7 or less. And then I got to looking at the tree really, really careful.
pH is what?
Like, like 7 or 6.7, something like that.
Do you have red soil or black?
Black. It's black. And the tree has scale on it, and I sprayed it with neem oil. And is there something else I should spray on it, or something? You know, I heard the lady mention a Bayer product.
You can use a systemic insecticide, which would be Merit is the trade name. It's imidacloprid. It's sold in several different products. Imidacloprid systemic insecticide. You could use that. Scale is not going to be a major threat to a red oak, either Schumard red oak or a pin oak. Black soil, I have never seen a black soil with a pH below 7. Are you?
I think it's black. I mean, it's dark. It's.
Are you very
more of a clay type soil?
Okay, hang on a second. Are you very close to areas where the soil is red? Arlington has all kinds of soil.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to load.
It's not black soil. You know, it's you know, just a brownish. It has, you know, there's sandstone underneath it, you know, when you try to put a fence.
Right, that's what I needed to hear. If there were a place in the Metroplex where a pin oak, and folks, I'm talking about a different oak that looks like Schumard red oak, Quercus palustris, is pin oak. It's a northeastern United States tree. If there were a place where it would have a chance to grow, parts of Arlington would be that place. And the sandy soils that go up past the ballpark and up into the mid-cities, up through parts of Flower Mound and Louisville and up toward Denton and Aubrey. Those are the places where it would have a chance. But there are pin oak types of oaks growing on Ballpark Way, on the east side of Ballpark Way there at the ballpark. I used to park beneath those and walk under them to get into the radio station when I was broadcasting over there, and they got more and more yellow, even in that soil, over the years that I was broadcasting, over the 10 years I was there. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you had Arborological Services work on it, they will be honest with you as to whether it can be saved. If it were mine, and if I didn't have their expert knowledge to lean back on, I would probably go ahead and replace it unless it's gigantic. Ugh. Well, I understand that. Understand that.
Yeah.
So you make the call.
Okay.
It's iron deficiency is what they run into, and you get to a point after 5 or 10 years of fighting it that you say, I have spent a lot of money. I could have had a nice Schumard. Yeah, I could have had a really nice Schumard red oak instead for the money that I'm spending. They gave you the advice. I can't see it. I'm gonna have to lean on their advice pretty heavily.
Yeah. Well, they just hair sprayed it and they cut some roots away because they thought it might. They weren't even sure. They thought it might be root bound. And I'm not disputing their expertise or anything.
No,
like that.
They're the best it gets. But if they tell you, I'd call your service person. That will be a certified arborist who came to your home. And just say, should I keep this or should I replace it? And if you haven't asked it specifically that way, give that person, they have a couple ladies, but in most cases, guys, give that man a chance to give you a thumbs down on it if he really thinks it needs to go. They'll be honest with you.
All right. Thanks, Neil.
All right. Thanks. Good luck. All right. Patrick and Cash, I'm going to come right back to you. Be my last call today. Folks, if you are interested in getting my book as a Mother's Day gift, we can do that. In fact, grandson Sam will come over to our office after school tomorrow and be boxing up the orders that have come in this morning. We have to have those orders before noon today, and we will put them in priority mail. We can do that tomorrow evening. Sam and Neil will be doing this job very candidly, so you need to call before noon if you're interested for a Mother's Day gift, and you need to tell them that when you give the order to them. The office will be open until noon today. We have Sam's younger brother, Joseph. I'm going to meet my wife, and we're going to church with Joseph, so we'll take that pressure off Aaron, the boy's mom. We're a family business, folks. I've self-published my book. It is available only through my magazine office and through my website, neilsperry.com. I've chosen this time because I have not really felt very good about royalty honesty to be very candid. And so I just decided, you know what, I'm going to maintain complete control of how my book is distributed and sold, because it's going to come through our office. And so we want you to be happy with it. This is the book that replaces my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It is not a revised version at all. As I've been saying this morning, I didn't even open the Big Boot book probably three times in all of the months I was working on Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. The book is $32.95, on sale for $28.95, and then $7 shipping and tax. If you'd like to add to it a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America, you can do that at a huge savings, between 40 and 45% savings. The combined price of the book and the magazine, just $42.95, normally a $56.90 value. Call before noon today or order anytime today at neilsperry.com. But you must, if you're doing it online, you must enter in the comment box, need by Mother's Day. Call the office between now and noon, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Well, we talked about Arborological Services just a moment ago, and they are the best. What I said then, I will say right now, they are the best. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, and nobody will do you a better job with your trees than Arborological Services. I can only imagine, if I were a tree, how excited I would be to see them coming in the driveway. Their teams have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 22 of the 32 times it has been held. There's another one of those coming up this month sometime. We'll keep you updated. They have the state's only, is it five or six time, a state champion, the only one. And Arborological Services can do every kind of tree work, from complete tree maintenance programs, simple routine maintenance, to heroic preservation of historic trees, damage assessment and appraisal consultation. If you're thinking about building, adding on to your home, or building in a new area and you want to save all of the trees that are there, they can help you. They can advise you. They are so serious about trees. If you have some unusual insect or disease problem, with all of that accumulated knowledge they have on this incredible staff, they will figure it out. Arborological Services. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts, and arborological.com on the website, arborological.com. The number to call, they are here in Dallas-Fort Worth only, but it's a toll-free number, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267, Arborological Services.
This is Neil Sperry, host of Texas Gardening. Saving water doesn't mean sacrificing your yard. With a few simple changes to your routine, you can enjoy your lawn while staying a responsible Texan. Check outside faucets for leaks. Water your lawn only in the early morning or evening. These are small changes, but they can make a big difference and help our great state conserve water. Be water smart and save. Get more tips at TexasWaterSmart.com or WaterIQ.org.
All right, athletic injuries can happen on the court or at home. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney can step to your rescue. Athletic injuries aren't just for athletes. They can happen to anyone, anywhere, and that's why the orthopedic specialists on the medical staff at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney treat all kinds of everyday injuries, such as rotator cuff, tendonitis, and ACL injuries. With extensive experience in joint replacement, sports medicine, foot and ankle, and general orthopedic needs, they have you covered. The orthopedic specialist will design a treatment that fits you and follow-up care to help you stay pain-free. So if you have an injury, give yourself a sporting chance at a full recovery. Talk to the specialists at Baylor Plano or Baylor McKinney. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, or visit BaylorHealth.com. We are extremely grateful for the superior service that our family has received over the years on several occasions at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney. Our daughter's life was saved almost 10 years ago at Baylor Plano. And actually, it's more than 10 years ago now, wasn't it? Oh, my, no, it's been almost 10 in 2005. And then my wife serves on the board of Baylor McKinney. That's how much we love the Baylor healthcare system. And we go back to our phone lines to Patrick in Cache. Patrick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How may I help?
I've got 25 acres, and we've been doing some land prep and wanting to sprig some Bermuda grass for hay. Mm-hmm. And that was just, with all in between the rains and the ice storms and the land prep. When would be the last opportunity to sprig?
Well, I don't work in pastures much. That's agronomy. Your county extension agent could perhaps give you a little more definition. I'll do the best that I can. What I'm going to tell you is what I would say to, for example, an industrial landscape where they're trying to hydromulch or sprig in a Bermuda on a several-acre tract, I would try to do it in May. If you get into June, you can still do it, but you have to have supplemental irrigation for sure. You're going to have it in May, at least to get it started, and hopefully you can catch some of the rains in May or early June.
Okay,
hopefully we'll have some.
Yeah, and let me ask you one more question. My soil pH was, they said, it was about 5.86.
Oh, my. That would be nice. Isn't that an amazing transition as you leave Greenville and come into Cache? What are you, 10 miles, 8 miles out?
About 10, 12.
10. It's just amazing. You're suddenly in the East Texas soils, and I'm going to come over there and move in with you somewhere over in that neighborhood. I love that soil. Oh, I covet that soil. That's not going to be a problem. The Bermuda will be fine.
Okay, then.
All right, I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
And, you know, they've had some rain over there. Their tanks are kind of full-looking and good-looking. All right, folks, I hope you have a wonderful week. And whatever you do for Mother's Day, remember your mom. And if you're buying flowers, buy them early in the week. Don't wait and ask that the florist deliver them on Saturday. That's just, they're overwhelmed. I would recommend buying from independent retail florists. Mom and pop organizations are always the best. They're your local businesses. Support them if you possibly can. And the same would go with nurseries that have flower shops, or if you're giving a living plant. If you do want to give my book as a Mother's Day gift, our office will be open for 2 more hours at 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Robert Borowski has run my program today, and I thank him. I thank you. Until next week, happy gardening.